CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. Police in Thailand have launched an investigation and are hunting for people who attacked two Chinese cargo ships on the Mekong River that left 11 dead and 2 missing. The two cargo ships were attacked in the so-called Golden Triangle area of the Mekong River on Wednesday. A report in the Bangkok Post is pointing the finger at drug traffickers who wanted the ships to smuggle their product into Thailand from Myanmar. At least 24 people have been killed and scores injured in the worst of violence since Egypt's former President Hosni Mubarak was ousted in February. Clashes broke out after a protest in Cairo against an attack on a church in Aswan province last week, which Coptic Christians blame on Muslim radicals. The Copts, who make up about 10% of the population, accuse Egypt's governing military council of being too lenient on the perpetrators of a string of anti-Christian attacks. Egypt's interim Prime Minister, Essam Sharaf, has condemned the violence, urging Egyptians to remain united. Protesters in Yemen have taken to the streets, voicing skepticism about President Ali Abdullah Saleh's latest vow to step down. In his first major speech since returning to Yemen, Saleh has proclaimed that he is willing to leave power in the coming days. There is a high level of distrust among the opposition and protesters, given that Saleh has made similar promises 3 times in the course of this year, only to back away from the deal at the last minute.
We say yes to this latest pledge, but we are now used to his speeches. I think that he said he will step down in days in his speech, so he can reorganize himself.
A Gulf Cooperation Council-sponsored agreement would see Saleh step down in return for immunity from prosecution. Libya's interim government forces say they have made significant gains in a battle for Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. They have reportedly captured the city's main hospital, the university and the main conference centre. NTC fighters are struggling to deal with the Gaddafi loyalists who are hiding in buildings and on rooftops as snipers. The interim government is on record as saying it will declare national liberation once Sirte falls, even if Gaddafi remains at large. Syria's government is warning of retaliation against any country that recognizes the opposition National Council. The country's foreign minister made the comments following meetings with Latin American ministers who have been visiting Syria to show support for President Bashar al-Assad. The National Council was formed last week by 7 Syrian opposition factions in exile. The United States and France have welcomed the move, but do not recognize it diplomatically. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has held a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, discussing new measures to deal with the European Union's debt crisis. The two have talked about ways of strengthening Europe's shaky banking sector. Sarkozy says that France and Germany will present proposals on a new comprehensive package for stabilizing the eurozone by the end of the month. The leaders have suggested that their proposals may include a plan for recapitalizing European banks, accelerating economic coordination in the eurozone, and dealing with Greece's debt problems. Australia's Qantas Airways passengers will face major delays as aircraft engineers walk off the job at 3 major airports. Reports say the strike will be staged in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane for 4 hours as part of a labour dispute between aircraft maintenance engineers and Qantas. Qantas says 80 domestic and international flights will be cancelled, delayed or brought forward. China's migrant population outnumbers 221 million, or 16.5% of all citizens. A government report says as the numbers grow, so do the problems these people face. According to the 2011 report on China's migrant population development, most migrants do not enjoy the same rights as local people and therefore face difficulties integrating into urban life. It says another 300 million rural people are expected to move to urban areas in the next 30 years. The 11th World Wushu competition has opened in the Turkish capital city, Ankara. About 700 athletes from over 83 countries and regions will compete in the week-long event. China, as the birthplace of Wushu or martial arts, has sent a delegation with 20 athletes to attend the competition. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Sidru in Beijing.